All right, Shavuot, say good morning. Let us begin. So I wanted to get back a little bit to Tzidkas HaTzadik, to get back to Rav Tzadik. And though we have a very long daf ahead of us today, we'll just spend literally just a few moments. And we're going to skip a little bit to Os Tzadik He, which is what it's the WhatsApp that it's the PDF that I put out on the WhatsApp chat. So just, again, I'm keeping track because we're going to go back. We had left off at Pei Vav. We're now just going to skip for a moment to Tzadik He. And in Tzadik He, the Rebbe addresses an incredibly sensitive topic. But you're going to see, it's a topic that is, incredibly sensitive, but really, he opens up a dramatic new vista of understanding. So let's take a look in Tzadik He. Let's follow along in the Be'uria Chasidus. So if you're following along in the Sefer, it's page Resh Chav Zayin in the Sefer, the left-hand column. And in the Be'uria Chasidus, it's the bottom left. Bimei ha'ne'urim shel adam. When a person is young, during my youth, resichas ha'tayva shel aguf miskaberes belibo. Youth is often marked by an overwhelming desire, physical desires. Literally, his lashon is, in the days of my youth, resicha sataiva. Now, the lashon here is so profound. Resicha means boiling. The boiling nature of one's desires. That's when one is young, right? One is filled with so much desire. Miskaberes belibo. And those desires often get the best of us. Those desires often overtake us in totality. Vaz, imlo miskaber al yitzro. But of course, the danger is that if I don't find a way to overcome my desires, humarbe chatoim bepegam habris, mitzad hisgabrus zu shal hayitzer hara shal taiva rachman litzlan. And if I don't find a way to overcome those desires, so says the Rebbe, what happens? Marbe chatoim, a person sins a lot. A person sins a lot. Now, what is he referring to when he talks about, again, overwhelming desire sins a lot? He calls it what's called pigam habris. Pigam habris in Chasidus represents the wasting of seed. The wasting of seed. Hashchasas zera levatola. The wasting of seed. And the Rebbe says over here something amazing. He speaks out, what he's highlighting over here, I will say, is that youth is often marked by an incredible desire for sexuality, for immorality. And if I don't find a way to keep those things in check, I can really get myself into a lot of trouble in my youth. I can get myself into a lot of trouble when I'm older as well. But the truth is, as we get older, some of those fires die down a little bit. But when we're younger, with full figure, full vitality, so the Rebbe says, there's a propensity for ribui chatoim. Literally, again, many sins. And pigam habris, I will say, if you think about it, by the way, that lashon is so profound. Pigam habris literally means to damage the bris. To damage the bris. The bris over here is actually not like a metaphorical reference to a covenant. It literally means the bris milah. I could take something that is so holy. I could take a part of my body that is sanctified, right? If you think about it again, from 8 days old, that part of the body is sanctified in a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I could turn it into something so base, and I could turn it into something so unholy, and I could turn it into something that is just, again, for satisfaction of desires. But the Rebbe points out, I will say, and this is very validating, the Rebbe points out, but this is part of growing up. It's part of growing up. It's part of youth. It's part of the struggle of life, which everyone encounters. He goes on, he says, So again, the Rebbe says two things over here. Part one is that youth is marked by resichas hataiva. Youth is marked by boiling passions, right? That's the first thing. And this is so important because sometimes, like whether it's in chinuch or whether it's in raising our children, we fail to understand. You know, it's funny how when we grow up, and we become parents, Baruch Hashem, that we forget what it's like to be kids, right? And it's amazing. Sometimes you see this, like parents hold their kids to expectations. And you want to say to that parent, come on, you weren't held to that expectation when you were a kid. I know you when you were a kid. Right? You weren't doing any of that stuff you're telling your kid to do, which is good. We always want better for our children. But sometimes we forget the struggles of youth. We forget the struggles of youth. So the Rebbe says, part number one is recognize that youth is marked by this resichas hataiva, this boiling desire. That's part one. Part two, this desire often manifests itself in the wasting of seed, which the Rebbe calls Pigam HaBris. This is Pigam HaBris, a damaging of the bris. And the Rebbe says, he goes on, V'chatoam elu, hem hamichunim b'toar chatos ne'urim. And this particular type of sin, this particular type of chait, of wasting of seed, the Rebbe is labeled as chatos ne'urim, youthful transgressions. Youthful transgressions. For this type of behavior is most often associated with youth. The Rebbe, in the footnote, he says over here, in Tzadik Beis, Re'i b'shlo, all right, we have to get into this. Ukoloshna kasuv chatos n'urei upishai al tiskar. So we'll say it's interesting because David HaMelech writes over here about the sins of my youth. So what does he mean, the sins of my youth versus the sins of my old age? So the Rebbe understands over here that the sins of my youth represent those sins that are a result of what he calls chatos n'urim, right? Resichas hataiva, the boiling, the intensity of my desires and passions, which could often lead to ashchasas zera levatala, the wasting of seed, that the Rebbe calls pegam habris. Ukalashna kog, vechidze, shapagam habris, hanigra machmas taivas hanurim. And this chait of what the Rebbe calls pigam habris, which is a result of our youthful desires, haya, turn the page, b'miyuchel b'dor ha'mabul. So Rebbe just does something amazing. And I want to point out, you know, it's so part of the beauty of chasidus in general is the ability to engage and to discuss and to embrace all of the realities and dimensions of the human condition. This is not exactly like the most comfortable topic to talk about, right? But la maisa, I cannot talk about this. How can we not discuss this? This is a real part of life. It's a real part of life, and it's certainly a real part of youth, and it's for some real part of adulthood also. So, you know, to understand the dynamics, sometimes, again, telling people that something is, or telling ourselves that something is wrong, I know a lot of things are wrong, I still do them, but Lamaisa, understanding the dynamic and better understanding how to rectify things is really what it's all about, because inevitably we're all going to sin. And what the Rebbe is highlighting over here is this chatos ne'urim, the sins of the youth. Everyone falls into this trap at some point in time in life. So the shaila is, how do I climb out? How do I rectify it? How do I make it better? How do I learn? How do I grow? So the Rebbe says, interestingly enough, this was the sin of the Dor HaMabul. Kimo shene'emar shami pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'nach acharei HaMabul, ki yetzer leif ha'adam ra minua rav. So we'll say, this is incredible. So Reb Tzadik posits, I don't think this is his pshat. I think this is quoted elsewhere as well, that the chait of the Dor HaMabul was Pigam HaBris. This, right, the generation of the flood. Their primary sin that led ultimately again to their destruction was Hashchasa Zera Levatala, was Pigam HaBris. Pigam HaBris. Now how does Rebbe know that? Because if you notice, by the way, after the Mabul is over, when Hashem promises Noach that I'm not going to bring another flood, the lashon he uses is ki yetzer leiv ha'adam ra minu arav, because I've come to realize that man has a proclivity to do bad things from when? From his youth. So, Rebbe, what did the Rebbe say? Pigam habris. What is that called? That's called chatos neurim, sin of my youth. Sin of my youth. So therefore, the Rebbe says, you see, this was the struggle of the Dor HaMabul that ultimately went ahead and led to their destruction. They're both saying what undermined the Dor HaMabul, what fundamentally undermined the Dor HaMabul, was an inability to rein in one's desires and ultimately express those desires in a non-constructive fashion. Now, I will say, the Rebbe's take-home message, therefore, isn't if we're engaged in Pigam HaBris, we're going to destroy the world. That's not his takeaway over here. What he's trying to highlight is something amazing, that you can't have a functional world, you can't have a functional society where life is all about pleasure-seeking. Right? So if that's what the Dor HaMabul was, that everything is just about pleasure, and everything is just about gratification, you can't have a world like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore needs to restart everything. But that's the chait that fundamentally undermined the Dor HaMalbah. So we'll have to stop over here because I'm already 10 minutes into my 5 minutes. But Emir Tashem, we'll pick up with this topic, a very important topic, Emir Tashem, tomorrow. And we'll see really how the Rebbe just gives incredible etzas and incredible insights for this particular struggle. Shkoyach.